Welcome to the 23 Minutes in Hell podcast, where author and speaker Bill Weiss and his wife Annette address the many questions and concerns that we all have about the topic of hell and eternity. Bill and Annette believe the subject of hell shouldn't grip us with fear, but instead should inspire us to invest the time we have left on earth wisely. Tune in for today's enlightening broadcast.
Thank you for joining my wife and I. Today we are discussing the gap theory, true or false.
So, Bill, what is the gap theory?
Well, there are those who believe there is a gap between Genesis 1:1 and Genesis 1:2. Their reason is because verse 2 says, "And the earth was without form and void." So they believe God would not make the earth without form and void, so they try and insert a previous earth between those two verses, an earth before the creation of Adam and Eve. It is an old earth belief, and it's in order to seem more acceptable to those who believe in evolution. But the Bible supports a young earth. Now, Dr. Henry Morris, in his book Defending the Faith, page 71 through 73, said, "The gap theory was developed mainly for the purpose of accommodating the great ages demanded by evolutionary geologists." So, in other words, they assume since he made the earth without form and void, there must have been a world that existed prior and he destroyed it, thereby leaving it without form and void.
I like, too, Bill, what Wayne Grudem says in his book, Systematic Theology. He says there is no verse in Scripture that explicitly talks about an earlier creation.
That's right. So they're really trying to insert a lot in between those two verses that doesn't exist.
Yeah, it's just assumption and there's no Scripture to back
right,
that.
Exactly. So now, if you reject the six literal days of creation and a young earth, as the Bible teaches, then you start questioning other issues, such as, was there really a worldwide flood? Was Jonah actually swallowed by a great fish? Did God really part the Red Sea? Was there really a virgin birth? Did the sun actually stay up for almost 24-hour period, as Joshua asked? Or is there really a literal burning eternal hell, as Jesus described? You travel down a slippery slope when you question or allegorize things that should be taken literally. So it hinders one's faith, compromises the Word of God, and creates doubt because you don't know what is truth.
That's well said. It creates a lot of confusion.
It does. Now, here is a summary of why the gap theory is false. Number one, there is not even one verse to support a previous earth. However, there is one verse to show that we are now still living on the first earth. Revelation 21:1 states, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away." Now, this verse clearly refers to the time at the end, at Judgment Day, and not the time of the creation week. So there was no prior earth as we are living now on the first earth.
Yes, and number two, Bill, Scripture argues against a previous earth with Genesis 2:3-4.
That's right.
It says, "Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work which God had created and made. This is the history of the heavens and the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord thy God made the earth and the heavens." So there is no history. It says this is the history. There's no history prior to the 6 days.
Exactly.
And God did it that way for man. It was a model for us that work 6 days and rest on the seventh.
Right.
Literal days.
As it says next in Exodus 20, verse 11, "6 days shalt thou labor, for in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and the sea and all that is in them." So God compared his working for 6 days to man working for 6 days and not for eons of time. Then also in Hebrews 4, verse 3 and 4, it says, "The works were finished from the foundation of the world, for God did rest the seventh day from all his works." So God said those 6 days were the foundation, which leaves no possibility of a previous earth.
So that's a good verse, yeah.
Right, it's very clear. Then we've got Genesis 1, verse 5 says, "And the evening and the morning were the first day." So this clarifies a day being a literal 24-hour day, evening and morning. And he said that after each day. So that's clear.
That's really excellent because, you know, a lot of people use the verse in, is it in Peter, that says, you know, a day is as 1,000 years, 1,000 years as a day. And so then that's how they read into the eons of time that had to pass. So I love that. Right. That's great. Genesis 1:5.
Right. And the evening and the morning were the first day, and then the second day and the third and so forth. Then you got Genesis 2:1 that says, "Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them." That would include the angels, as they are called the host of heaven, which Satan was a fallen angel. So everything was created during those 6 days, including the angels. And go ahead, and number three.
There is no direct statement of judgment on the earth. I mean, if the earth was condemned prior to creation week, surely there would be at least one verse, as there are many verses, for instance, regarding the flood of Noah and the coming tribulation judgment.
Right.
So you'd think there'd be at least one verse.
Exactly, and there's none. Then you've got also, there was no death before man, no man before death, and no sin before man. And just these three verses clarify that. 1 Corinthians 15:21 says, "For since by man came death," so there was no death on the earth prior to man. Romans 5:14, "Death reigned from Adam to Moses." So there you go, Adam, the first one that died. And then there was no man before death. Romans 5:12 says, "Therefore, just as though one man's sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men." So therefore, just as though one man's sin entered the world. Okay, so sin wasn't in the world until man entered it. So that, you know, sin brought death, and man brought sin.
So again, there'd be no reason for a previous world because there was no sin, no death, right?
Right.
And no judgment would be needed.
Right. And also no blood was shed before man. Luke 11:50 and verse 51, "That the blood of all the prophets which was shed from the foundation of the world, from the blood of Abel." So he's saying that Abel was the first person, and it was shed from the foundation. So there was no blood shed either. If there was this pre-Adamite age that existed, then there was no man, there's no sin, there's no reason to judge the world, and there was no bloodshed either.
So in other words, just as you said, there was no death, no sin, no bloodshed, no man, and no devil prior to the 6 days.
Right.
Therefore, again, no previous civilization and no reason for a judgment in the earth.
Right. Also, God made the earth and called everything he made very good. Now, if Satan existed prior to the creation week, as on the earth, God wouldn't have said that everything he made was very good. God wouldn't have said that everything was good if Satan was already on the earth.
Good point.
You know, but he wasn't on the earth. So God was able to say everything he made was very good. Then also, man was from the beginning. And there's 21 verses that say this, but I'm just going to give 5. Mark 10:6 says, "From the beginning of creation, God made them male and female." So that places man at the beginning. Acts 3:21, "Which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began." Then Isaiah 41:4 says, "Who hath wrought and done it, calling the generations from the beginning?" So placing man at the beginning. 2 Peter 3:4, "For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. So as men died, all things are as they were from the beginning." So no death before man. Then you've got Matthew 19:4 says, "Have you not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female?" Anyway, so you can see man was at the beginning of creation. Now, God said it 7 different ways that he placed man at the beginning of creation. He said, "From the creation of the world, from the foundation of the world, from the beginning of creation, from the beginning, at the beginning, since the beginning, and since the world began." Now, he couldn't have made it any clearer that man was placed at the beginning. He said it 7 different ways.
Yes, so true. And then another point that they use is the context speaks of creation, not a recreation.
Right.
Because they use that word replenish, saying it means to refill. But the word actually replenish means to fill.
Right, not to refill.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And Matthew, and then also Matthew Henry's commentary, I like how he explains why God would make the earth at first without form and void, like he did it purposely that way.
Right, right.
Do you want to read that,
yeah.
Bill?
Matthew Henry's commentary, page 4, states, "The Creator could have made his work perfect at the first, but by this gradual proceeding, he would show what is ordinarily the method of his providence and grace. Observe the description of this chaos. Number one, there was nothing in it desirable to be seen. If the work of grace in the soul is a new creation, this chaos represents that the state of an unregenerate, graceless soul. There is disorder, confusion, and every evil work. It is empty of all good, for it is without God. It is dark. It is darkness itself. This is our condition by nature, till Almighty grace effects a blessed change.
So in other words, he's saying God made the earth in a similar fashion as how he formed man. You know, at first, right, man is in the womb and is without form and develops over 9 months. You know, just over six, same with the creation, over 6 days, just as, you know, the earth progressed, right, that way. And then as man accepts Jesus as his Lord and Savior, he goes from darkness to light as the Spirit of God comes into him.
That's right.
So it's a beautiful analogy.
It really is. And Wayne Grudem, he states in Systematic Theology, page 288, he said, the sense is just that the earth is not yet fit for habitation. God's preparatory work has not yet been done. So it was a process in those 6 days, just as man is a process in creating him. So God purposely made it that way. You know, in Isaiah 45:18 says, God himself that formed the earth and made it, he created it not in vain, he formed it to be inhabited. Now the word formed here used is means shaped, fashion, or to be formed. That's in the Strong's Concordance. So, in other words, he formed it, shaped it, just like he did man.
Yeah, it reminds me of like this, the potter with the clay. You're
right,
forming something.
Exactly.
You know, so this states it was, that scripture just states that it was not formed in vain. It was made with a purpose to be inhabited.
Right.
So it was shaped again, just as a baby is formed in the mother's womb.
Right. And the same word formed is also used in these two verses. Isaiah 49:5 says, the Lord that formed me from the womb. So shaped me. Jeremiah 1:5 says, before I was formed, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. So again, he formed man just like he did the earth.
You know, Romans 9:20 states this. It says, O man, who are you to reply against God? Will the thing formed say to him who formed it, why have you made me like this? That's what it reminds me. In other
right.
words, who are we to question how God made us or created and formed the earth?
That's right.
And why do we have to reinvent what the scripture says just to accommodate evolution?
Right.
That's really what's behind that.
Exactly. It's how arrogant to make up a way and say God, you know, didn't. Anyway, I'm just going to go on. So we see that everything made was completed in six literal 24-hour days, including the angels. If another world existed prior, then the creation wouldn't have been done at the foundation, since the 6 days were considered the foundation period, as Hebrews 4:3 states.
And the Bible says also that the devil sinned at the beginning of creation, and therefore couldn't have been involved in some evil work that supposedly took place on the earth prior, causing God to judge and destroy the earth.
Right. And here's the two verses. 1 John 3:8 says, he that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. And John 8:44, he was a murderer from the beginning.
Those are great verses
right.
for that. So now we are aware of the verse too in Job 38:4-7 that says, where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth, when the morning stars sang together and the sons of God shouted for joy?
Right.
So they use that verse as
right.
well.
But so the verse leaves the impression that the angels were already in existence prior to the earth being created. However, God could have made them at the beginning of the first day. And again, Wayne Grudem in Systematic Theology, page 402, he said, if the angels, the sons of God, because that's what they were, the sons of God, shouted for joy when God was making the earth habitable, this could imply that God created the angelic beings early on the first day.
See? Okay, that makes sense.
So they weren't made eons of time before the 6 days. They were made during the 6 days.
Like everything else.
Right, because Genesis 2:1 says so. Everything was created during that time.
So we have seen that there was, again, no devil, no sin, no man, no bloodshed, and no death prior to the 6 days. That leaves no room for a gap or any life before those 6 days. Therefore, there was no reason to destroy the earth.
That's right. That's right. Now, there's more we could cover, but that should be sufficient for you to see that God's word is literal. We are not to add to it. The gap theory is not scriptural, and belief in it would be a hindrance to your faith.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to subscribe, rate this program, and share it on social media outlets. To stay in touch with us and learn more about this ministry, consider checking out our resources at soulchoiceministries.org.